I'm Scott Jones, CEO of Forest Landowners Association.
Scott, for folks not familiar with the association, what's it all about?
Yeah, the association was founded in 1941, and our main goal when we were founded was to provide grassroots advocacy for private forest landowners managing forests around the country. We also provide information and education to our members through conferences and through a bi-monthly magazine called Forest Landowner Magazine.
When we look at forest land ownership here in this country, a significant portion owned by private landowners?
Yeah, 60% of our nation's forests, about 640 million acres, are owned by some 11 million private forest landowners in this country. So private landowners play a real key role in the conservation of forest and all the products they provide, whether those be products that make our lives more comfortable or environmental products that make all of us healthier Americans.
So what are some of the challenges that you're facing these days?
The challenges that we're facing these days are removing barriers or disincentives for private forest landowners to continue managing their land. Private forest landowners are under increasing pressure from both population growth and also from a taxation standpoint and a market access standpoint to continue having those economic incentives to manage their land. Now, one thing to understand is economic incentives are not the only thing. Private forest landowners are mom and pops, they're individuals. They're not in it to maximize the return off their property. What they're in it for is to be sure they can pass it down to the next generation. It's a legacy issue with private forest landowners. So we need to be sure that we have the incentives that they continue to manage their land so they can pass it on to those future generations.
So how are you approaching those challenges?
The way we're approaching those challenges is in our advocacy efforts in Washington, D.C., and those are real key. One big economic incentive that we need is marketplaces. The pulp and paper industry has been segueing offshore for many years in this country. The solid wood products industry has gone turned down with the housing market. And so market incentives have gone away. So we see a great role that private forest landowners can play in the development of renewable energy markets through biomass markets. But we need open access to those markets for all of our woods. Another one would be in taxation. The federal estate tax has just recently had a little bit of an overhaul, but we need permanent repeal of the federal estate tax so that private landowners who are land rich and cash poor know they can pass that land on to the next generation without having to pay a 50% tax on the property 9 months after someone passes away.
Scott, many times when there are challenges, there are also opportunities. Is that the case with you folks as well?
Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities right now. The opportunities that we see are how can we better monetize some of the ecosystem services that our lands provide? And to put that in layman's terms, how can we reward landowners for protecting water quality? How can we reward them for protecting endangered species or at-risk species? And how can we reward them for the clean air they provide? All these things have quite a bit of ways to go. But I think recognizing and rewarding landowners for the good deeds that they're doing, incentivizing them to continue managing their property, will go a long way to ensuring that legacy of private forest land in the U.S.
You had an opportunity to bring your message to this NACD annual meeting in Nashville. Are these types of groups critical to what you're trying to accomplish?
They really are. Partnerships are absolutely critical to what we're all doing in conservation and in natural resource environment these days. We're all too small, we all have limited budgets, and none of us can go out on our own and accomplish the great things that we need to accomplish in order to ensure conservation of all these natural resources into the future. So partnering with groups like this is absolutely critical.
For folks that would like more information, what's a good way for them to learn?
Yeah, the best way is just go to our website. It's www.forestlandowners.com. or to reach out to us in our office in Atlanta. But Forest Landowners website is a good place to find all the information on how you can contact us. But also I'd encourage you, not just for us, go find those local associations, those state associations that are helping meet your needs and be a part of those groups, because we all need to, all these groups are important in the roles they play, and us partnering together and working together, we'll be able to accomplish great goals together.
Scott, I sure appreciate you being able to spend a few minutes visiting with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.